You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspie. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And hello again, Mary.
Hello, Brad.
Today, we're bringing the month of May to its close. And what stories or myths are up there in the stars about this season?
Well, there's an unusual apparition happening for us this May and on into the first week of June, which doesn't always happen at this time. And it's the planets Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter, which have been doing this lovely dance at the western horizon about 45 minutes after sunset if you're looking west. So if you've been seeing those bright lights over there, the brightest one is Venus. And then Jupiter right now is moving closer to the horizon and pretty soon will be out of view. And Mercury is a little dimmer, a little bit above, and it will stay there with Venus until about the middle of the month.
Now, is some myth connected with this time of year or these three planets?
You know, one of the mythologies that I like in relation to these three when they're together comes to us from ancient Greece, and it's rendered in the Homeric hymn to Demeter. Demeter is the wife of Zeus, and Zeus for the Romans was Jupiter. So we see Zeus in his role in the night sky right now, actually the evening sky, as Jupiter Zeus over there. And what happens in the myth is that Hades goes to his brother and petitions him and says, I need a consort and a queen. Now, Hades is the ruler of the underworld, and so this is not a really desirable position. And Zeus gives him permission to take his daughter Persephone, but he takes her against his will. So this, in the Greek culture, this was a myth of preparation. It's a descent myth. Persephone is taken into the underworld. When she eats the fruit of that underworld kingdom, that's the thing that kind of seals her fate and determines that she will be required to stay there for one-third of every year. So this is a kind of an agricultural myth as well. But most of the time, in the story at least, Persephone is in the upper world, two-thirds of the time, as a matter of fact. And it's interesting that the Greeks never told a story about Persephone in the upper world. So what I like to imagine with regard to these three planets at the horizon right now is that we can see Jupiter as Zeus. He's setting. He's the one that kind of says, okay, Hades, you can take Persephone. Persephone, as the feminine, is always represented by Venus. Venus is our feminine. And then Mercury is the messenger of the gods. In the mythology, he's the one that gives Persephone her way out. He's the one that comes into the underworld and says to Hades, you have to let her go back into the upper world. So we can see this kind of dance with these three planets at the western horizon. But then Venus, this kind of Persephone, divine feminine being, is going to stand there as the solitary evening star for us from now all the way until the end of December this year.
Be more specific about how this is a classic agricultural story and a story of fertility.
The way this connects to the agricultural cycle is that you can see in the course of the year, there's a period of time during which there is no growth forces, and for us it's the winter. And in the Greek culture, this story of Demeter was used to describe why things didn't grow in that season. Because when Persephone is abducted and taken against her will away from Demeter, then Demeter gets very upset and she leaves Olympus, which is her home as a goddess. She comes down to the earth and she takes on the disguise of a mere mortal. And there she makes a decision to let nothing grow on the earth as long as she's separated from her daughter.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. Again, Mary, very, very interesting. And thank you.
Thank you, Brad.